Hardigan.
Present.
Supervisor Wimble.
Here.
Here. Christmas present.
Oh, Sam Arnold.
Sam, okay.
Rhea Bebu.
Okay, present.
Terry Rose.
Yep. Laura Belsky.
Boyd Frederick.
Okay, Chair. Thank you all for being here tonight. Do we have any citizens' comments tonight? Was anything submitted to you? Is anybody here for citizens' comments? Okay, citizens' comments is closed. Any supervisor comments? Yes.
In going over the budget minutes that we had, I was supposed to get some information that I did not get. At least I can't find it, if it did come in. On page 7 of the budget here, the second to the last paragraph. That's the other one. Page 7, the second full paragraph. And it had to do with the contractual services. So I'd like, if Angela could look that up and see if that's something she can get to me. It's just to complete my questions that I have. Page 8, it was for the sheriff fees and budget, the process of budget. One of the things that they were talking about is if the evictions started up again, that would change our income. So I'd like to know what the evictions were having up. They were supposed to get that out too. And then have we received our vehicles for 2021? That was also in here. We hadn't received them yet, so we haven't paid out yet. So they said that was supposed to be done by the end of November. So I'm just checking up on those. So if I can get that information.
I think I actually saw one of them on the road.
What's that?
I think I saw one of them on the road.
It was moving, right? It wasn't just.
No, I live out by the jail, mm-hmm. And I think I saw one.
Well, again, we were supposed to get 13 of them, so did we get all 13 sometimes, as well as I think there was a maintenance.
You got all three of those in?
Do you want me to speak to that?
You could, yes.
Okay. No, on the vehicles.
Okay.
We did get an update. They have been set for manufacture. Yes, and that wasn't until the end of November, so they just started building them.
Okay.
Anticipated early next year.
So it looks like 2022.
That was the city then.
And then the other two questions.
Yeah. I missed the first one.
Page 7, it was the second full paragraph. It was contractual services.
Here, take this. It's the paragraph that I outlined on top.
Department has budgeted back at $24,000 again. So where was the additional $135,000 more spent in 2021? Sheriff Beth asked Angela if it was part of the fencing, to which Angela replied she did not believe so, because that also came up before. So Angela replied to Supervisor Norman that she'll investigate it and let him know.
So that was included in the email that he sent out. That was one of the items that I followed up on.
Sheriff, you sent it to me?
Yeah, well, I gave it to the sheriff, and the sheriff sent it out to the board members.
Yeah.
Oh, that's probably why I missed it then, because I was expecting something from you. Okay, I'll go back and review that.
Okay,
thank
and
you.
Then what was the other one?
Number 8 was, one of the things was about, I guess it was on the revenue side. It was the evictions were down based on it ending. They were going to start going up, and that would change that revenue that came in. So have we found out yet? Are we seeing more evictions now because that freeze has come off?
That I'll have to look up for you to see if we've collected more fees.
Again, I'm just looking at the revenue side of things, but that's what you're saying, because of the eviction change.
Yes, that is why it was lower.
Okay.
So I'll look
no
to see
hurry,
if it's
just,
increased.
Just, thank you.
Yep. So, Alyssa, Supervisor Gully is excused for this.
Is he still in New York?
No.
Okay.
Any other supervisor comments?
I do have one. Due to the situation I was in, I'd like to find out what causes when a sheriff's out there to say what gets ticketed and what does not get ticketed for a car accident.
That would be a phone question.
It depends on what they're able to gather from their investigation, and then all that's reported in the crash document that's generated through the track system. As far as citations, as long as they list that on what the violations were, that has to be documented on there, but they do have discretion whether to cite or not for certain offenses. So without knowing the details, I really can't.
Well, because my car was bad enough to be told that there was no citation given.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they can issue a citation later, post also.
Correct.
So it doesn't mean it's over yet. It could be over, but it doesn't have to be over.
You can hire Terry to go.
Yeah, yeah. Don't train anywhere.
Yeah, don't say it.
You weren't even there.
Oh, trust me, with the medical bills I have, I was there.
Any other supervisor comments? Supervisor comments closed. I have no comments from the chair this evening. Just approval of the minutes from October 12th, 2021.
Second.
Any discussion?
There were no changes then from what you were talking about, just you wanted some information, right?
Yes, that's just a problem.
Right, okay, good.
No discussion, youth and governance?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone else?
Aye.
Right.
Anybody opposed? Motion carries. So number seven, the resolution from the Kenosha Sheriff's Department. First one, approval of the appointment of Ms. Catherine Bothy to the Kenosha County Civil Service Commission.
Good evening, Chairman, Supervisors, Youth and Governance. So we are seeking the reappointment of Catherine Bothy to the Civil Service Commission. Ms. Bothy would be succeeding herself. She has attended 25 of the 34 meetings held. Is there any more information I can share?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Easiest one you've ever had.
Second one is the approve the appointment of Battalion Chief Kenneth Schroeder to serve as a member of the Kenosha County Local Emergency Planning Committee.
All right, good evening. Lieutenant Staples, Director of Emergency Management for Kenosha. I'm here to, under the county executive recommendation, to appoint Kenosha Fire Battalion Chief Kenneth Schroeder to serve as a three-year member term of the Local Emergency Planning Committee, the LEPC. You have this information, you reviewed it, and hopefully it'll go to the county board for approval. And once approved, Chief Schroeder will serve as a member of the LEPC immediately upon confirmation of the county board, and to continue until the first day of December 2024. Or until a successor is appointed by the county executive and confirmed by the Kenosha County Board of Supervisors.
Yes.
I personally know from a business perspective, Chief Schroeder, and I think that he would do an awesome job as part of the emergency planning group. So.
It says here that he'll be filling a vacancy on the committee. How long has that vacancy been?
That vacancy has been there since I took over 4 years ago. There has not been a member of the Kenosha Fire Department on the LEPC up until this time.
That's because they've had so much turnover and retirement, I think.
Yep. We have fire personnel from Summers and Pleasant Prairie, but no one from the city. So this is our first city fire department member.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Third one, in support of a multi-year cooperative agreement between Kenosha County and the Village of Twin Lakes for the Kenosha Drug Operations Group.
Good evening, everyone. Captain Tony Gonzalez with the Sheriff's Department. I'm here to propose a resolution in support of a multi-year cooperative agreement between Kenosha County and the Village of Twin Lakes for the Kenosha Drug Operations Group, also known as KDOG. The participating agencies of the KDOG unit have entered into annual agreements over the last several years. Addressing each agency's participation in KDOG, but they now desire to update and formalize a cooperative working agreement and intergovernmental agreement as recommended by the Department of Justice and the Department of Treasury as authorized by Wisconsin Statute 66.0301.
I do. Would a town be under whatever Kenosha normally does, but villages and cities, if you will, would have to then opt into one of these contracts?
If they
like Randall or Brighton or Paris being towns, They wouldn't have to go through something like this then?
Correct, because we offer police services for them.
Thank you.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is the approval of the Wisconsin DOT Bureau of Transportation Safety Alcohol Enforcement Grant 2021-2022.
Right. Our proposed resolutions request to modify expense and revenue budgets by $35,000 to account for a grant award for traffic enforcement that the Sheriff's Department is participating in with Racine County Sheriff's Office for extra patrol enforcement efforts focusing on alcohol and drug impaired drivers. The funding is offered through the Wisconsin DOT Bureau of Transportation Safety, also known as BOTS. The funding period runs from October of 2021 through September of 2022. Kenosha County is partnering with the Racine Sheriff's Office, who is the grantee and administrator of the BOTS Alcohol Impaired Drivers Enforcement Grant. The grant funds are used to reimburse deputy sheriff overtime and benefit costs for the extra patrols that are scheduled. The resolution, budget modification, and grant award documents are attached. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department shares the partnered award, which will be up to $35,000.
Any questions?
Move approval.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other business allowed by law?
Nope.
Not?
Motion to adjourn.
What?
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Best meeting ever.
Merry Christmas.
Minutes.
See you again.
Wow.
Merry Christmas.
Decisive group.
I like it.
Why?